Welcome to another episode of the Unpinned Podcast. I am the host, Pinterest manager, and content creator, Fenley, and I can't wait to share everything with you today. So let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Super sorry that I haven't had an episode out since the week before I left, or a couple weeks before I left. So I believe in the last episode I mentioned that I went on a vacation, and I was highly recommending in my newsletter, if you are subscribed, that I advised everybody to go out and take a vacation. And of course, I took my own advice and I really did go on a vacation. I actually went on a vacation with my grandparents, my two uncles, and of course my husband. And we originally were supposed to go to Japan, but due to COVID and amongst other things, we had to switch plans. So we ended up having to go to Florida, and we made plans to do Universal Studios and Disney World for 2 weeks. Now, I can't remember the last time I had a vacation, so this was like a first for me. And when I say vacation, like a real vacation. I've been to Vegas with my grandma a couple of times before, and that was just to kind of help her out and maneuver and push her in the wheelchair and whatnot. So that's totally different. This was actually supposed to be, it was like the real vacation. Like, we were supposed to have fun and everything. But you know, in the midst of having all this fun and excitement and experience and this whole new adventure I get to have with my husband, there are a lot of realizations I had. So my grandma is pretty close to her 90s, so this was supposed to be like her last hurrah vacation. And we rented her those electrical scooter things so that way it was easier for her to maneuver around while we pushed my grandfather around, because even though my grandfather could walk, he just can't walk for a very long period of time. So it was better that we got him a wheelchair. Anyway, so my grandma had, you know, several casualties with, you know, non-moving objects. And, you know, I didn't think of it very much until, you know, when you're in the moment, you get a aha moment. So it was like my grandma was driving the scooter. She wasn't going very fast. She was going at a pretty steady pace. And they have those sidewalk mini pillar pole things that they put. And my grandmother was driving and she looked like she was going to be okay. But then for like the last 20 feet, I was kind of concerned because she wasn't turning and she looked like she was going to go directly into the pole. And sure enough, she did. And, you know, we had to check on her and make sure she was okay, because she literally looked like a crash dummy on the scooter. And, you know, I had to tell my uncle, I was like, did she not see the pole? Like, what was going on with that? And my uncle had told me, well, she saw the pole, but in her mind, while she was driving, she just couldn't make the last minute decision, or she just couldn't pick a lane. And by the time that she figured it out, it was already too late. So then it made me think about, like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. But then a few moments later, I realized, like, do I do that in my business? Do I make last minute decisions and that's why I get blocked? Because I do notice that, and I don't know if any of you experience it as well, but I do notice that when we make last minute decisions on things, they don't turn out very well. Or there's like this huge block, because whether it be spiritual or mental state being blocked, or even just physically blocked. I feel like it has a lot to do with our decisions. And when we make, I feel like when we make decisions, we have to be more intentional about them and be more confident about them. And what I mean by being more confident about them is that when you make a decision, like, be behind it, be behind your decision, because you need to know that whatever decision that you are making, it is in alignment with your highest good. And there's just, like, there's nothing that could go wrong. But when you make these decisions at the very last minute, it's very hard to line yourself up because in that very short amount of time, it's super hard to try and get behind everything and believe. It's an entire mindset that you have to take time to do and adjust. So I feel like that's the reason why we can't make these last minute decisions in our business because we just, when we set on something, like we have to be set on it prior to before we hit that pole. You know what I'm saying? Like pick a lane, you know? I don't know if that makes sense to anybody else, but it made sense to me, so I wanted to share it. Other things that had happened is if any of you know, when you go to Universal or Disney World, especially during like the first month of the summer, which was in June, or sorry, I went in May. Oh my God, we're in June. When you go in May, which is like almost the beginning of the summer, school's pretty much out. You're guaranteed to have to stand in the line, and it's not a surprise that on the weekends it was super duper packed. Now, I was told by my coach, Sharon, to kind of have fun with manifesting things, like just little things, and actually have fun with it, is what she was saying. So I decided, okay, sure, I'm gonna have fun with it. And I decided that, you know, I really wanted to manifest MJ having a good time because if any of you know, and I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it before, maybe MJ is an introvert. My husband is an introvert. He's not that kind of person that is outgoing, wants to go and do this and do that and, you know, run about in the world and go wild. I'm the one that wants to run about the world and go wild. He's the more conservative one and everything like that. But for whatever reason during this trip, I felt like I was more conservative and he was more, a little more outgoing, which was a surprise to me. But I feel like I was partially responsible because I wanted to manifest MJ having a really good time and actually taking advantage of this entire experience. So how this all happened is that on one of the days that we planned to, you know, go on all the roller coasters and everything, you know, I told my husband, I said, "Hey, look, I really want you to have a good time. Please, you know, go ahead and do what you want to do, you know?" And I know that during this entire time that we were on this vacation, my uncles have taken a huge responsibility to watch my grandparents while we went off and did all kinds of things because I went nuts in Harry Potter world. I'm not gonna lie. I spent most of my time hanging out in there and I never wanted to leave. But, you know, we did have to explore other parts of the Universal Park, so I had to compromise and say, okay, fine. But we went back there almost every day, so I was super happy about that. In short, though, I told my uncles, "Hey, look, you know what? Go have fun. I'll watch, you know, my grandparents." And they were shocked and was like, "Are you sure?" And I was like, "Yeah, go for it. Like, just go do whatever you guys want to do." And they were gone for like 4 hours. And I'm not gonna lie, like it was a little bit rough, because I have to watch how my grandma is driving and push my grandpa at the same time. But it was okay. It wasn't a complete disaster, and I made it through. And by the ending of the 4 hours, my husband MJ came back, and he had the biggest smile on his face, which told me that he had a really good time. He said, despite the lines, like he said, he had a really good time with my uncles, which was really great. Now, one of the greatest stories that he told me was that he really likes to ride the Velocicoaster. I don't know if any of you know, it's the one in the Jurassic Park World, part of Universal, and supposedly it's one of the faster coasters in the park. And my husband likes to remind me that it goes 70 miles an hour. And apparently it brought him such great joy to ride that. I think he ride that thing like 3 times. So one time he got to ride it, that one time that he went, they got to ride it twice in that 4 hour period. They got to ride it twice. And anybody who knows at Universal, the Velocicoaster lines are really long. Like, pardon my French, but they're really fucking long. So what happened was they waited in line. It was their turn. One of my uncles, they were questioning, I guess the staff was questioning whether he could fit on the coaster or not. So they took him back to the front where they had the tester seats to fit him to see if it was actually going to fit him. And once they cleared him, by the time that they had cleared him, because they had my other uncle and my husband go on the coaster, when they came out, the staff was like, okay, all right, let's go. And he actually took my other uncle and my husband on the coaster again. So my husband and one of my uncles got to go twice just because my one uncle was unable to go the first time they were going, and the staff actually let them ahead at the front of the line. So they didn't even have to wait in line for the second time around, which they felt was super duper awesome. That was just one of those things. And the other thing I did was, since the lines were long, I decided to play with how a mindset is. And this really brought the whole perspective of how powerful a foundational mindset is. So we were waiting in line and it wasn't moving very much. And, I just decided, you know what, I'm gonna have fun with this. I'm gonna play around with it and see what happens. And I kept saying that, waiting in line for a ride is really simple, fun, and quick and easy for me. And I kept saying that over and over as a mantra and just continuously saying it. And as I kept saying it to myself, the line started to move. So what would have taken like an hour wait time on the app took me like between 30 to 45 minutes. And even though that only took 15 minutes off, hey, I'm super grateful for that, because that would have been another 15 minutes. I would have been waiting in line. So I was super grateful for it. And I decided to test it because I thought it was kind of weird that I was able to do that. So I tested it. I did it in a line that I didn't say it, and it took super long. I swear to God, we waited almost 2 hours. But as soon as I flipped the switch and put on my mindset that that's what I wanted and that's my mantra for that day, all the lines were super easy. They were at least moving at a very steady pace, or they were flowing like incredible. It was incredible stuff. The other thing there are a lot of things I realized. So the other thing I realized is that when I felt burnt out, it was okay for me to take a break. Now, normally, I don't like to be the person that slows anybody down. However, my uncles did notice that I was getting pretty tired, and they looked at me and said, if you want to take a break, it's okay. We can just take a break, or you could even take a nap right on the table. It's totally fine. We understand it's very tiring. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, why don't I tell myself that in my business? Like, why do I feel like it's okay to reach the point of I'm super tired and I'm exhausted for me to say, okay, I can take a break now? Like, why can't I do it prior to that? And they even said, like, we don't want you to feel exhausted or burned out. So if you start feeling, tired, just take a break. Like, just let us know and we'll do whatever we need to do with, the grandparents. And I was just like, okay, that's totally fine. And it also made me realize my relationship with my husband. He's been so supportive and he rarely asks for anything. And I think it was only towards the ending of this trip that he really honestly asked for something. And I never said no to him, even though he swore up and down that he wasn't gonna buy anything, he didn't want anything. And as soon as I allowed him to have something, I mean, it opened the floodgates for him to actually open up and say, and actually communicate to me and say, hey, I want this, is this okay? And for me to turn around and have to tell him, it's totally fine. If that's what you want, if it makes you happy, I'm not gonna go against that. And it was something as simple as a Poirier on the shoulder. I don't know if you all have seen it. It's the cutest thing ever. but it's a porgy on the shoulder. It's stuck on a magnet, like between the shirt part, and it just sits on your shoulder. And it's like your best friend or your pal. And he thought it was the cutest thing ever. And, he really wanted it. And I didn't mind. I was like, if you want it, then that's totally fine. I'm not against it. And when he got it, he looked super happy and joyful. And it just made me realize, like, it was something so small and so simple. And he often told me, I'm a very simple person. I'm a very simple man. And I looked at him and I was like, oh my God, like, you seriously are very simple. Like, the simplest things makes this man so happy. And, now it's opened up many different other ways that I could probably bring him more joy into his life. Now, as you know, I went on this vacation with my grandparents. And there are a lot of things I learned about my grandparents that I didn't know before. And one of the things is that I didn't realize how much I am like my grandmother. As we were, because my whole thing with my grandma is that I go shopping with her because it was a thing that I just like to do with her. And I know exactly what she's looking for, like 90% of the time, I know exactly what she's looking for, and we like looking at stuff together. And the one thing I noticed is that when my grandma was shopping, I want to say that 96, 97% of the time, she was buying stuff for everybody else. And, it made me realize that, yeah, I like shopping too. But rarely do I ever buy anything for myself. I was buying stuff for other people, and I'm not gonna lie, some of them were Christmas gifts, which is very early to say for me, but I wanted to get a jump start on it. And it made me realize how much I am like my grandmother, because my grandmother was more than willing to, buy me certain stuff or anything like that. And I don't ask anything from my grandmother. And that's just because of that's just the way that I am. It's not because I feel like I owe her anything, but it's just for me, I mean, I just don't want, I just didn't want anything from her, which sounds kind of sad, but I just didn't want anything from her. I don't expect anything from her. I didn't expect her to buy things for me, but she did do it though. She did buy some stuff for me, which I was super appreciative and grateful for. And my grandma just, apparently her love language is giving gifts, because she doesn't say I love you. It's very rare that you ever hear my grandma say that she loves somebody, even to my aunties and uncles. So when she buys you things, consider that a mark of her love. And I think that's what it is. My grandpa has dementia, so he doesn't remember probably half the trip by now. And he kept saying, and it came like clockwork. He kept saying between the hours of like 9 and 10 p.m. at night, he would say that he likes being in Vegas, but the walk is so far. And I end up having to tell him that we're in Florida. And then he goes, "Oh, we're in Florida." I said, "Yeah." And then he would ask for his money pouch because he thinks he can gamble. And I tell him he doesn't have a money pouch because he's broke, because my grandma's the one that holds all the money. And then he tells me he misses Mississippi. And, by the time that I asked this question, it was already the third night. So I actually sat with him and I asked him, "Why do you miss Mississippi?" And he goes, "Oh, I used to go to Mississippi." I said, "How did you get to Mississippi?" And he told me he used to be in the Air Force, where they would take vacations like 2, 4 weeks or something, and they could go to Mississippi. And I was just like, "Say what?" Because in my entire life, I thought my grandpa worked at AT&T. Like, That's all I thought he did was work at AT&T. He retired from there, and that's all I thought he did. And yeah, I didn't know he was in the Air Force, and I had to reconfirm this information with my uncles because I thought my grandpa was going crazy. And my uncles had said, yes, your grandfather was in the military. He was in the Air Force. And I was just like, okay, well, that's fine. Now I know. It's so super duper great, right? So I do realize that I have boundaries that I need to set for myself as well. So aside from the boundary of knowing when to take a break and when to actually take a vacation, stop myself from burnout, and actually drawing the line of the things I do like in my business and the things I don't like in my business. So when I came back, I had a clearer picture of my client market, and I realized that there are people that do need the help for Pinterest, but I just needed to be more specific about the people that I help because I've always been saying I want to help people, I want to help people, I want to help people, but I wasn't very specific about the kind of people I wanted to help. So I have learned to be more assertive in that area. My God, this is a long list of realizations. I didn't realize this was going to be so long. So now that I'm back, I've been trying to figure out a way of how to bring fun or joy back into my business. And one of the things that made me feel really good was that my uncles were both super appreciative of my help, mine and my husband's help with my grandparents, because they weren't expecting us to help at all. They were actually expecting us to go off and ditch them and do all kinds of stuff. But majority of the time, we hung out with them unless they told us to just go. And we helped with my grandparents a lot. And I mean, to me, it wasn't a, well, to me, it wasn't a lot. To them, it was a lot. That's why I'm using the word a lot. And they were super grateful. They said, even though you don't think it was really big, it was actually super duper helpful. It made a really huge impact on the entire, tone for the trip. And I mean, I was super shocked that my uncles really, really thought that of me and my husband, that we were that they didn't expect that, but they were super glad that we did. It made me realize that it's just the little things that make that huge impact and that huge impression. So I feel like that's something that could be implemented in the business as well. Like even the littlest things, like you can really make a huge impact in someone if you do something, even if it's a little thing that you can do. So after I came back from vacation, there was a lot of chaos. I mentioned it before, but there was a recent death in the family. So not only right after my husband and I got sick for 2 weeks, someone in the family passed away, and my husband was in the grieving mode as well as my mother-in-law, and they were just all, consumed with grief, and we were, I'm just trying to be as supportive as I could be, and I was helping with all the, all of the plans and the research and all this stuff and making arrangements. So between juggling and trying to catch up with my client work in my business and, helping out family stuff, I was in the midst of chaos, like for real. But I gave myself the grace to just do what I needed to do for that day just to get to the next day and give myself the grace and the honor that, I am doing my best. And it's okay that I stop and take a break before I burn myself out. And I feel like that's how I got through my weeks for the past couple of weeks. But yeah, the biggest thing I came to realize also is that in my business, there are things that I don't enjoy doing. And it, for several reasons, it could be because I'm unmotivated to do it because I used up all of my creative juices and I just can't give anymore and it's just tiring. Or I just don't like doing them because I just don't enjoy it. anymore, or I just don't like it, period. So, I mean, in short, I feel that all of these realizations really did make an impact upon my business and in my personal life. It just puts everything in a whole new perspective. And I highly encourage you to take a vacation. Like, I feel that when you experience life hands you a fuck ton of lessons. Excuse my language, but it is true. I feel like I've only scratched the surface on my vacation as I reflect upon it. And I really do hope that you take the time to take that vacation. Take a little bit of time to reflect if you can. It doesn't have to be for like a long time. Maybe like 10 minutes is enough to just reflect upon your day or even your week. And things that stand out to you, like write them down or keep a log of it somewhere so that way when you come back from your vacation, you can actually sit and say, you know what, these are the things that I realize and these are the things that I want to change, or this is how I'm going to up level myself. This is how I'm going to raise my higher self, or this is my new affirmations. I mean, there was a lot of things that came up, and I'm super proud of the fact that I took this vacation. I had not only a lot of great and fun experiences, but also a lot of experiences and perspectives that I can implement into my now daily life and my business. So, whenever you feel like you're stuck and you don't know what to do, put everything down, drop everything, and take a vacation because that's probably going to be the cure for whatever's blocking you out from your projects or whatever it is that you're struggling with. I am actually contemplating on where my next adventure will be and when, because I would like to do one with just me and my husband alone. My husband and I have been doing vacations with other people, and my husband has, actually came up to me and said he would like to go anywhere with me. He doesn't care where, which is very rare for an introvert to say, but I am taking it to heart and putting it into my thoughts. And yeah, we're trying to make that happen. So I hope you found this super duper helpful. This wasn't all about Pinterest or anything like that. This was just about me sharing my vulnerability and just trying to share my experiences and what happened. And maybe perhaps it could help you bring some things in perspective in your business. Anyways, I have to run. Thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate you listening to me. If you can, or if you like these episodes, please feel free to hit the follow button or subscribe button. I don't know what platform you're listening on, but I do appreciate all of your support and I wish you an amazing rest of your week. Take care, stay well, and we'll see you next week. Bye. Hi, I'm Fenley, the owner of Just Fenley, and I'm super excited to announce that I have officially launched my open enrollment for Fenley's Crash Course on Pinterest. And this is perfect for any business owner that has been dying to learn how to market themselves on Pinterest, have a clear strategy, and know how to convert their content into pins and more. So if you are interested, head on over to www.justfenley.com, or I'll provide the link in the description of this podcast below. And you just go ahead and you go to services and you hit on Fenley's Crash Course on Pinterest, and you can read all of the details there. I will be teaching this module live. So it will be taught live daily from July 8th to July 12th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Hawaii Standard Time. And I would love for you to join us, so please sign up. Also, I am having a special offering for a limited amount of people. My special offer for the pre-sale is going to be $100 off of my course, a free one-on-one coaching session with me. And if you want to add on this bonus content, I'm offering it for $100 when it's a $300 value. Please go ahead and check it out on my website. Again, it's at www.justfenley.com. And you have until July 5th to sign up for my pre-sale bonus, okay? I am super appreciative of all those who really wanted me to do this course and has supported me and pushed me through this. I really do appreciate you, and I also want to take the time to acknowledge the fact that you have been such an inspiration for me creating this course, and I've been wanting to do this project for a long time, and I'm super excited that the moment is finally here, guys. So I can't wait to meet all of you, and I'll see you there. Bye.